The Pacific, as we've all noted, is caught in the middle of a geopolitical struggle these days, with countries including China, Australia, and the US all vying for influence. But what do people make of it in the countries we're all doing the arm wrestle over? Our Foreign Minister Maurice Payne recently visited Port Moresby, but local journalists there say they weren't allowed to ask her any questions. In fact, were specifically told not to, a claim her office denies. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting has more.
It was a warm Papua New Guinean welcome for Maurice Payne. The Foreign Minister was the first Australian MP to visit the country after the election of its new Prime Minister. But the country's journalists weren't as happy by the time her visit ended.
Very disappointing, empty.
Jason Worree is a political reporter with the National Broadcasting Corporation.
As you know, you're going up there looking forward to attend this event where you have a Foreign Minister from Australia coming up, and that's an opportunity for us as local media to also confront and also ask those questions. But it's an empty feeling you get when you prepare yourself and the questions that you are planning to ask, but you're not allowed to, and you come back empty-handed.
There was no press conference during the minister's visit and no interviews with local journalists. The Foreign Minister's office has blamed a busy schedule.
Given a full ministerial visit program and the competing demands on program time, it is not always possible to accommodate all media requests.
Members of the business community were also left disappointed by the visit. The Australia-Papua New Guinea Business Forum and Trade Expo was on while the minister was in the country. It usually attracts a federal politician, but Ms. Payne didn't attend. Her trip is the latest in a run of high-ranking visits from Australia in recent months. And it comes at a time of increased international attention in PNG and the Pacific. Western countries are reasserting themselves in the region amid concerns about rising Chinese influence. At the end of last year, Chinese President Xi Jinping made his first state visit to PNG. It was marked by extreme media control by Chinese officials, culminating in the press being kicked out of an event which the PNG government had said they could cover. Political reporter Jason Worree says he was reminded of that.
It's sort of what happened this morning sort of brought back that feeling as well when the Chinese president was here last year. With the battle for, like you said, influence in the region, here in the country, it's very frustrating. It's your job to get out there and get that information, and information that needs to go out, be disseminated to the people that need to know what's happening with the governments, PNG government, and governments from across the region that are coming in and having bilateral talks and all of that, and to not be able to get some of that information out, when you are assigned to, it's definitely disappointing, and it's just sad,
Pacific analyst and researcher Dr. Tess Newton-Cain says the local media has a vital role to play at the moment.
We are seeing international interest. We are struggling to get Pacific voices into these discussions. There are lots of people talking about the Pacific, but there's not enough input from the people that are actually in the region and whose professional role it is to provide reporting and analysis and commentary on these things.
Dr. Newton-Cain says in the past there have been cases of foreign visiting media being given more opportunities than local journalists. That wasn't the case during the Foreign Minister's most recent visit. I was the only international media covering the trip, and I didn't get an interview with the minister despite requesting one. At one event where we were invited to film the minister, I was told no questions, but knowing I wouldn't get another chance that day, I followed the minister out and managed to ask three questions as she approached her car. I got two brief answers. However, Ms. Payne did do a phone interview with ABC's radio program AM while in the country. The following day, local media were invited to another filming opportunity, which Mr. Worree attended. But he says Australian High Commission staff who were facilitating the visit stopped him asking questions.
We saw that it was an opportunity for us to also ask questions that affecting both nations, especially the man who's asylum seekers. But unfortunately, we were not given the opportunity to ask those questions.
So did you try to approach and ask some questions?
Yes, absolutely. We tried to, and we were stopped. We were told not to ask the questions because of protocol and because of the movement of the minister as well.
Another journalist from a different outfit says she asked if she could do an interview at another event and was told she wouldn't be able to. The minister's office has rejected the claims.
It is incorrect to suggest that PNG media were directed not to ask questions of the minister. The minister received no request for interview by PNG media during this visit. In the event that she had, the minister would have been happy to attempt to accommodate them, as she did during her last visit to Papua New Guinea.
Dr. Tess Newton-Cain says if Australia wants to be the partner of choice in the Pacific, it needs to model the right behaviour when it comes to press freedom in a region where politicians aren't always happy to be held to account.
The message that they're sending to the leaders of the region is, well, you don't have to take the media very seriously and you can pick and choose when you answer their questions. And I think that is reprehensible. This speaks to a deeper, more fundamental issue, which is what is the role of the media in a liberal democracy?
She says there's also a role for the local government to step in at a time when there's so much international interest.
I think there is some responsibility on the part of the government of Papua New Guinea to make it clear to visitors to that country what the expectations are in terms of media access and being able to take questions from journalists. And, you know, that's something that we could hope for. I don't know how likely that is.
The head of local channel MTV's news department and president of the local press council, Neville Choi, says he wants Australia to be more open.
What we expect is just a higher level of transparency in what's happening, because people want to know. People are following relations, not just domestic relations, but international relations.
And he has a message for all visiting dignitaries and officials.
I mean, if you're visiting us, give us a chance to ask you questions that we want to ask you.
Seems a pretty reasonable demand there. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting with that report.